RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Song 2, where we explore the art and craft of music creation, or at least fob you off as doing such. Today we have a rock legend in the mix, Alice Cooper, who has recently performed in Luxembourg at the Rockall. And also, if you have not done so, check out the interview I did with Alice available to you on RTL Play. It is well worth a listen. Known for his theatrical performances and groundbreaking sound, Alice has been a pivotal figure in the music world for decades. In this episode, we'll dive into the often overlooked topics of track listing. Alice will share his insights on how he carefully curates the order of songs on an album, discussing the emotional journey that each track takes listeners on. We'll explore how the arrangement can transform an album from a collection of songs into a cohesive experience, and why each placement matters. But does he agree that the second track is the best? Well, let's find out.
I just got out of jail.
Go ahead, go.
Stole me a Hellcat.
Go ahead, go.
Picking up my baby.
Go ahead, go.
She works at the gay bar.
Go ahead, go.
She knows. Hello, kiddies. This is Alice Cooper, and you're listening to Today Radio.
Go ahead,
go. But that's okay.
Go ahead, go. Go ahead, go.
She don't care anyway.
Go ahead, go.
Thank you. The final thing, if I may, is that I run a podcast called Song 2. And in that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is the album's best or most important. And we're asking musicians to tell us if they agree or disagree and to speak a little bit on track listing. So, Alice Cooper, is the second song on an album the album's best or most important? And if not, why not?
Every single song after that first song, you
should
never have a filler. Every single song
will
make you go, wow.
She don't know when to stop.
Go ahead, go.
And so I wouldn't put a song on an album unless I wanted the audience to go, wow, and then I can't wait for the next song.
Is that how you deal with track listing in general? Do you spend a lot of time on track listing?
Yes, and certainly yes, because we do storylines. You know, our records a lot of times are one big long story, so it has to, one song has to go into the next song and further the story along.